Long ago, according to Korean legend, there were many, many worlds spinning across the sky. One of those worlds was our world, the planet Earth. The planet Earth was special because above our planet, the sun shone all through the day and the moon was bright all through the night. And our planet was surrounded with shining, sparkling light day and night. And so our world, the planet Earth, was called the World of Light. But what about the other worlds? There was one world far across the sky, a long, long way from Earth, that had no sun and no moon. It had no light at all. And this world was called the World of Darkness. And as for all the animals and all of the people living in the World of Darkness, well, you can imagine, it was very difficult. Nobody could see where they were going, and they kept bumping into things all of the time. One day, Rabbit was hopping along and hopping along, and he hit his nose upon a rock. Ping! And it hurt. Ouch! And Rabbit was cross. Enough is enough. We need some light. One day, Tiger was walking along, and he hit his nose upon a tree. Ping! And it hurt. Ooh! Ouch! And Tiger was very cross. Enough is enough. We need some light. One day, Eagle was flying along, and he hit his nose against a mountain. Ping! And it hurt. Ooh! Ouch! Ooh! And Eagle was very, very cross. Enough is enough. We need some light. So, all of the animals and all of the people gathered together and they all agreed. Enough is enough. We need some light. So, they marched to see their king. Enough is enough. We need some light. Enough is enough. We need some light. Enough is enough. We need some light. Now, it so happened that the King of Darkness had a dog who loved the king very much. This dog would do anything for the king, and he could run as fast as the wind. So, when the people of the Land of Darkness came to ask for some light, the king had an idea. He would send his dog to steal some. The king looked into the distance and saw the sun shining over our planet Earth, and he thought, aha, that is what I want. The king turned to the dog. He pointed to the sun, and the king said, fetch me the sun. Woof, said the dog. Yes, master. So the huge dog galloped across the dark sky, his great big feet slapping against the air. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. It was such a long way. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. He began to grow tired. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. It was so far. But he kept on going. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. And as he got closer and closer to the sun, the air grew hotter and hotter and hotter. The dog began to pant in the heat. Phew, phew, phew. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Phew, phew, phew. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Phew, phew, phew. It was so hot, but he kept on going. He had to do what the king had asked. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Until at last he reached the sun. The dog opened his great mouth and took a huge bite. Hum! And it hurt. Ow! The sun was so hot, it burnt his mouth. Ow! He closed his jaws around the sun and began to pull it back through the sky. Meanwhile, on the planet Earth, the people saw their sun begin to disappear. It grew dark. What is happening to our sun? Someone is trying to steal it. Quick, we must scare them away. And they grabbed their drums and began to drum. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Up in the sky, the poor dog heard the noise. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. And it hurt. Ow! His ears began to hurt. His mouth hurt, his ears hurt, and so he realised he could not do it. He could not steal the sun. And the dog let go. And the poor dog whimpered all the way home. Get it, get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it. By the time he got back to the land of darkness, his mouth hurt, his ears hurt, and his paws hurt. Everything hurt. He galloped up to his king and flopped down at his feet. And the dog said, very sorry, I could not do it. The sun is just too hot. And the king was furious. What? 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 You have disobeyed my command. Too hot? Too hot? Too hot? This is not good enough. You must try again. The king looked once more into the distance. And now he could see the moon shining over the planet Earth. The king turned to the dog. He pointed to the moon and he said, fetch me the moon. Woof, said the dog. Yes, master. So the huge dog galloped across the dark sky, his huge feet slapping against the air. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. It was such a long way. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. He began to grow tired. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. It was so far, but he kept on going. And as he got closer and closer and closer to the moon, the air grew colder and colder and colder. And the dog began to shiver. Brrr, brrr, brrr. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Brrr, brrr, brrr. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Brrr, brrr, brrr. It was so cold, but he kept on going. He had to do what the king had asked. Until at last he reached the moon. He opened his great mouth and took a huge bite. Hum. And it hurt. Ow! The moon was so cold, it burnt his mouth. Ow! But he closed his jaws around the moon and began to pull it back through the sky. Meanwhile, on Earth, the people saw their moon begin to disappear. What is happening to our moon? Someone is trying to steal it. Quick, we must scare them away. And once again, they grabbed their drums and began. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Peng, 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 peng. Up in the sky, the poor dog heard the noise. And it hurt. Ow! His ears began to hurt. His mouth hurt. His ears hurt. He could not do it. He could not steal the moon. And so he let go. The poor dog whimpered all his way home. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. Get it um, get it um, get it um. By the time he got back to the land of darkness, his mouth hurt, his ears hurt, and his paws hurt. Everything hurt. He galloped up to his king and flopped down at his feet. And the dog said, very sorry, I could not do it. The moon is just too cold. The king was furious. What? 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 You have disobeyed me once again. Too cold? Too cold? Too cold? This is not good enough. You must try again. Once again, the king turned and once again he pointed to the sun and once again he said, fetch me the sun. And that poor dog, he always tries to do what the king asks. And that is why when you see the sun or the moon begin to disappear from view, what we call a solar or lunar eclipse, it is because of that dog who is trying to steal them once again. Or at least, that is what I was told.